Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I'm the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Sadly, many doctors are still recommending to take this specific vitamin before bed without understanding the physiological and logical consequences behind doing so. So unfortunately, doctors can get it majorly wrong. And so just a reminder that many medical doctors out there actually spend very limited time understanding nutrition and doing nutritional education or nutritional training. In fact, some universities and really well-known universities and colleges around the world, a lot of those doctors are trained, they've only had about 3 to 4 hours of training in the realm of nutrition and supplementation. And so, as many of you will know, there is an absolute necessity to get these vitamins and minerals balanced in the human body if we're wanting to achieve optimal performance. And so, which vitamin should we be avoiding before bed? Well, the correct answer is vitamin D. Now, vitamin D, reminder that vitamin D is actually not a vitamin, it's a hormone. And so what we need to realize here is that vitamin D supplementation, specifically before bed, can actually disrupt sleep quality. And we'll go into detail how this actually plays out. So for some people, high doses of vitamin D taken close to bedtime might cause mild restlessness or sleep disruption due to increased energy levels or metabolic activity. And just a reminder here that this does vary from person to person. So what I want to remind you of is that I have worked with hundreds of clients around the world, and what I've seen is that a number of these clients that were using vitamin D before bed seemed to also complain about it disrupting or hurting their sleep quality. And this was assessed using various sleep trackers like the Oura Ring or the Whoop device, and we saw that taking vitamin D before bed actually hindered sleep quality. So why is vitamin D bad to take before bed? Well, the scientific reasoning is pretty clear. Vitamin D is inversely associated with melatonin. So actually, vitamin D opposes melatonin. Now, melatonin is the master sleep hormone, and taking vitamin D in the morning will signal to your body that it's the start of the day and can signal melatonin secretion later in the evening. Therefore, consuming vitamin D before bed or later in the day can in fact worsen sleep quality. And if we look at it from the logical reasoning, your body is designed to get the vitamin D it needs by producing it when your bare skin is exposed to the sun. Now, obviously, the sun rises in the morning and slowly fades at nighttime. Now, this is a way of synchronizing the body's circadian rhythm, that is morning time and time to wake up. So if you seriously think about the idea that consuming vitamin D before bedtime is a good idea, you are simply signaling to your body that it is in fact morning time. And so many of you know that I'm a big believer in going outside first thing in the morning and exposing your face and body to sunlight, and that is without sunscreen protection. So in terms of optimal timing for vitamin D supplementation, if you or anyone you know takes vitamin D before bedtime alongside their other supplements, maybe with magnesium or just for convenience, you must tell them to stop doing this right now. They are in fact damaging their sleep quality, which is foundational for optimal health. And so what I really want to outline here is that the major takeaway here is that we want to be using vitamin D first thing in the morning, usually with our first meal. And that first meal needs to contain some amount of fats because vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So just a reminder that we want to be taking vitamin D before midday, preferably with our first main meal, which should contain some degree of fats in that particular meal. Now, what about megadosing vitamin D? Well, this study here was titled Efficacy of High-Dose Vitamin D Supplements for Elite Athletes. And what they noted in this particular study was that very high doses or extreme megadoses of vitamin D actually hindered the active vitamin D levels in the human body. So let's have a look at this particular study. So a repeated measure design was implemented in which 46 elite professional European athletes were block randomized based on their basal 25-OHD concentration into two treatment groups. Athletes received either 35,000 IU or 70,000 IU of vitamin D3 for 12 weeks, and 42 athletes completed the trial. Now, what they noted was that both doses led to significant increases in serum 25-OHD and 1,25-OH2D3, and 70,000 IU per week also resulted in a significant increase of the metabolite 24,25-OH2D at 6 weeks and 12 that persisted after supplementation withdrawal at week 18, despite a marked decrease in 1,25-OH2D3. And so what they noted and identified in this particular study was that high doses of vitamin D3 at 70,000 IU per week may be detrimental for its intended purposes because of increased 24,25-OH2D production. And rapid withdrawal from high doses of supplementation may actually inhibit the bioactivity of 1,25-OH2D3 as a consequence of sustained increases in this 24,25-OH2D that persisted. So basically, they've said in this particular study was that these data imply that lower doses of vitamin D3 ingested frequently may be most appropriate, and gradual withdrawal from supplementation as opposed to rapid withdrawal may be favorable. So again, this is a perfect example of identifying the sweet spot when it comes to supplementation. Now, of course, if you're struggling with a severe flu or virus or sickness, very high doses of vitamin D can be, or in particular vitamin D3, can be a powerful immune booster. But in cases where we're trying to just gradually increase vitamin D levels, it's better to go with a lower dosage and a gradual dose. So what do people say about taking vitamin D before bed? Well, this person posted, "Vitamin D big doses gave me insomnia, ? Can anyone else relate? I wasn't able to sleep for months. It was hell. What do you guys think?" This next person said, "I realized vitamin D 2000 units before bed damages my sleep quality. My Fitbit with decent accuracy measured total of 5 minutes of deep sleep on nights after vitamin D supplementation before bed, without it, average of 1.5 hours of deep sleep. Also, falling asleep was harder." So clearly we can see that vitamin D should be used in the morning with our first meal. And as a reminder, the best ways to get vitamin D levels up in the human body, or to increase vitamin D status in the human body, is through actual sunlight exposure, going outside, being out in nature, exposing the body to sun without sunscreen, and increasing vitamin D status through that metric. The other way is through using a vitamin D lamp, which is on my website. If you're interested in using a vitamin D sun lamp for 3 minutes per day, that is another way to raise vitamin D levels. And then third, we can use supplementation, which is oftentimes what most people use.